Hello. Have you ever thought about how, when something is empty, it's always just begging to be filled? Think about it. When something is empty, its only purpose is to be filled. Imagine it. Like a cup. Empty. Until it's filled with water or coffee. Like a hard drive. Empty. Until it's filled with data. Like a room, empty until it's filled with furniture. Anything that's empty is always begging to be filled. Like your mind, empty until it's filled with my words as you listen. And you remember how it goes deeper, as someone might look at something so empty and spend time thinking about all of the things they will fill it with. So easy to imagine the potential, the possibilities, how you could fill something that is empty with anything you want to go deeper as you listen, as you relax. And you remember how it goes deeper, as a hypnotist might spend some time thinking for you about all of the things I can fill your mind with. So easy to imagine the potential, the possibilities, without thinking, how I could fill your empty mind with anything I want to let you continue to listen and drift deeper with every word. And I bet you're wondering whether it would work on you, aren't you, without thinking? You're always looking out for patterns in what you hear, focusing on the words to see whether there are any hidden meanings. Because you like to imagine yourself being so full of ideas, needs, desires, and you like to imagine that you have so much control of your instincts, your needs to behave. And relax as you focus and listen, searching for the tricks in the words that drop you down deeper as you listen and try so hard to think about what I'm saying to your subconscious. It's so tempting to think of how empty your mind would become if you relaxed. Deeply down, easily, without thinking, when you feel so relaxed already. Tempting to imagine the ways that you are able to listen and pick up on complex patterns, hidden within the words you hear. To let yourself imagine how you could find those patterns more quickly, if you just focus. And go deeper. And someone who isn't paying attention might take a while to fall into a deep trance. But someone who is listening so closely, like you, could just notice those patterns and drop so much faster. And of course, you probably like to try and think you're in control, but then, how would you ever know when you're not in control anymore? After all, control is the simple state of being and responding to anything you hear, anything you can smell, a sweet scent that carries you deeper down when you notice. How easy it would be for me to let you think you're still in control, imagining it now, as if it were true. Still in control. It's only when we look at things from the outside, we can easily see how out of control someone might be. Like your body, resting there so relaxed, and your mind, listening and responding to my words, like you're expecting something to happen. Are you in control right now? If you were in control, how would you prove it?